And joining us this morning as we wrap up, well, February is the last Friday of the month. Yeah, we get to tuck it in and almost put it on the shelf. Denise Garcia from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's, boy, it's hard to be inside these days. You know?
That's so true. And that's going to lead me off into what I want to say, you know, about mental health.
Hey.
It is nice. And tomorrow, I think they're calling for, what, 50, 51?
Yeah.
Please get outside. I know it's soggy. It's very wet out. But you know what? That fresh air does wonders. And, you know, for a little walk, I don't know if you can quite, like if you have children and you want to pull a bicycle out and let them ride along while you're walking. But even just for your own peace of mind, please get out there and breathe in some of that fresh air. Even sitting outside right directly in the sun, that vitamin D. We just all need it this time of year. You know, I have been saying about it's cabin fever. But then on top of the whole pandemic, you know, it has stretched that cabin fever even longer. But please take advantage of these beautiful days. I know this is a teaser. You know, we're only going into March. That's exciting. But take advantage of it while you can.
Take Fido and Fifi out, too.
There you go. You know, absolutely.
They've been pent up.
Yes, absolutely. Open up some windows in your house.
Ooh.
You know, at 50 degrees, you don't need that thermostat up that high. And open up some windows and get some fresh air in there.
I might give it a run.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Totally. Not all of them. And don't forget that you have them open then as the day progresses into the evening. But
we have a huge sliding door that goes into the backyard, and the cat got a whiff of that, and boom, he was up and off the couch.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Yeah. It is, though. That sunshine makes all the difference in a day. And we are also needing it right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, it's going to be a perfect weekend for that. And looks like hopefully we carried on for a while.
Yes. And I think, what did I hear? You would know more. You're the news guy here. Like an inch a day has been melting, an inch of snow.
I haven't been measuring, and I didn't hear that. But you pay attention to weather as much as I do.
I do. So that's always reassuring. Of course, you know, you have the water then you need to be careful of, because I know the ground is not thawed, and you know, but just it's just reassuring to start to see some of the ground.
It's going to make that wonderful sound when you step on it. That
yes find the cement, the pavement to walk on. Totally. But then again, on the flip of that ice out there will still catch you off guard, because at night it does still get cold. And so please, you know, if you do decide to go out for a little stroll, watch it, because there are places that probably still have a little bit of ice that are maybe in the shaded areas, and it could catch you off guard and down you'll go. So please be careful while you're out there.
I was looking here. I had this in a portion of my news earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There's this young lady over in Dixon. It looks like she's done a little work in the building over there.
Yes, I'm going to give a shout out to Nora Bellotti. She came and volunteered her time to paint on our Dixon and our Sterling office windows. About volunteers. We are in the need for volunteers. I did have somebody the other day ask me, what are you planning that you need volunteers for? Well, it's not necessarily, you know, we hopefully have some events coming up, but there are two different types of volunteers. There are the direct service volunteers. Those that want to do direct services when you're working directly with clients, answering the hotline, anything around a client, you do need training. And that could be anywhere from 45 to 60 hours. You know, it kind of bounces a little bit. A lot of training, videos and stuff, so you can do it on your own, but then also coming into, you know, in with some of our supervisors and doing training that way. But then there's also the training, we call that indirect services, when if we have an event, you may come and help set up tables, decorate. We are tabling an event, for instance, like at Sauk, not that we are right now, but eventually, you may sit at that table, whatever it is that is more of the social part of it. So we are just starting to gather volunteers right now, and you know, we're having an overwhelming response, which is awesome. But yes, Nora Bellotti, you did an amazing job on our windows, and we thank you so much for it. You're very talented, and so if you drive by, check them out.
Did you know she received an award yesterday?
I did.
Along with Dallas Neck from
Yes, I did. Kudos to both of those young ladies. They are amazing. And their little biographies that they have about them, they truly are making a difference in the Sauk Valley area. And I commend that, to be young and to just give it your all and to make our community better. So congratulations to both Nora and Dallas. That's amazing.
Four under 40 awards, and there's going to be a couple more announced today, and then Citizen of the Year for Dixon tomorrow.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
It is.
Uh-huh.
It is, yes. Dallas, she comes in and discusses what's going on at Sauk Valley Community College. She'll be here on Thursday. So
wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, that is awesome. That is very cool.
No, the windows look great, and you've already got the pics posted up here on the Facebook page.
Yep. Oh. Yep, we do. We do. We do. And, you know, like I said, come by and check them out because they are kind of cool.
What am I looking at here?
International Women's Day. That's what we're going to talk about, only because that is coming up on Monday, March 8th.
There we go.
It is International Women's Day, that particular day. And we are teaming up with the Diversity Committee of the Sauk Valley, PFLAG, and Power. And we have, it's going to be virtual, and it's going to be a live stream, and it's going to be through our Facebook page. So I have mentioned this before. Even if you don't have Facebook, you can still get on our YWCA the Sauk Valley Facebook page. It is Monday, March 8th, and it's going to be in the evening from 6:30 to 8, which is kind of cool because if you have to work during the day and things happen during the day, you sometimes can't attend those events. But this is in the evening. Dr. Linda Helmick, Regina Ironshield, Daisy Diaz-Gonzalez. These are some really, really interesting women, and they are going to be the guest speakers. So, and they will be all, I was under the impression like they would be together and we would video it that way, but they're all going to be at their own desk or place, and then it'll be through a like a streaming front stream, I believe it is. I'm not 100% sure of that, but please call. I know. Please call 815-625-0333, and you can get all the information that way. But it's just amazing. You know, of course, we've come so far in the past year. I said, you know, we are really in the 21st century with all this technology and what we're learning. But yes, so we're still honoring International Women's Day. So yes, I know you're laughing at something that I just did. Technology is huge in our world right now.
As soon as you said that, I had a momentary lapse there, but I'm all right. So yeah, that's going to be facilitated by our friend Rebecca.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes. And it's pretty neat. I just kind of talked to her a little bit about it yesterday, and that's how I had found out that it's not directly at the YW for these women to meet and then do it. They're all going to be at their own places, and I think you can fit so many on a screen, but then so many can participate in it to watch it. So it's pretty neat.
It's kind of like a video conference.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it amazing how these things we figured out?
It's just crazy. It's crazy. A lot of pros, a lot of cons. You know, I'm for both. I love to stay home and work a day or two, but I also love to be in my office and be around people. So, you know, because I just think we're going to lose a lot of that personal touch of being together. So, but right now, because of the guidelines and all, that's why it is virtual. So, yes.
Boy, I see something. Now, the thing I'm looking at now, is this a penciled in, or what do you think? That's the...
So that is...
Cinco de Mayo Wellness Festival.
The Cinco de Mayo Wellness Festival. We are still planning that right now. It is Friday, May 7th at 5 p.m., and it is going to be outside in our parking lot. We had a conversation about this yesterday because of guidelines and participants, and I truly don't believe that it matters if you're inside or out. You know, I think sometimes we think, oh, we're outside, we can do whatever we want and have thousands of people. Well, no, we can't. We still have to follow these guidelines. And we have worked so hard this past year to stay healthy, to practice safety measures. I mean, I still get my temperature taken when I walk into the building. I still have my mask on throughout the whole building. I sanitize. So we are planning it right now. It will be outside. It will be on Friday, May 7th. It's at 5 p.m. We have a DJ. You know, there's going to be a pinata, food to purchase. Yes, masks are required. And we, of course, will be there giving out masks if somebody walks up and doesn't have one.
Wow.
You know, your sanitizer will be around. So I guess as long as things are going in the right direction, yes, this is still planned. You know, we're trying to be proactive. We're trying to move forward with events. But then again, we also have to follow protocol. And, you know, that's like yesterday we did have a meeting about women of achievement. We will have it. We are bound and determined at some point. But we have to be creative and we have to be safe. And so we're just buying a little bit of time because I know between now and June 30th, we are still limited through the governor with how many you can have at an event. So I know it will not be before June 30th. But moving forward after that, let's see what happens. So we're kind of penciling it in, like you said, pencil. I like that word because it's subject to change.
And then, you know, everything goes in the right direction. In comes the ink. And make it permanent.
Yes, yes, yes. So I will definitely keep you posted with updates to that. It's just a matter of, you know, when. We skipped over April 27th.
I'm sorry.
So, no, that's okay. That's the neurobiology of trauma. So this is an online event. It is free. It was supposed to be last week, and we had a staff member who was going to present it. She worked really hard on it, and she had to go and have a baby.
Well,
so we postponed it because she just has worked so hard on it, and I cannot wait to attend this. But it is going to be really, really neat. I've had a lot of outside interests, and, you know, like I said, it's free. It's on Tuesday, April 27th from 10 until 11:30, and you can call 815-625-0333 and get all the information on, it's a go-to meeting, it's a global go-to meeting, so you can get all that information through our front desk. But that's going to be very interesting.
There could be some complicated explanations and information.
Absolutely.
There,
and like I said, our staff member has really researched. She's really done a lot of work on it. So it's going to be interesting, and especially with what we've all gone through this past year. And, you know, trauma comes in many shapes and sizes. It doesn't have to be, you know, it can be something as small as, you know, your inside your own four walls versus outside in the real world, you know. So, yes, so it's going to be very interesting. So please look into that Tuesday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And it's free, it's online, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, going back to all the precautions and everything that not only you but all the staff at both Dixon and Sterling have taken, that's kept everybody healthy.
Yes.
By doing that.
You know, we had this, you know, I had a meeting yesterday. That's why I keep saying I keep resorting back to yesterday. But, you know, it's one of those where right away, and I've mentioned this before, Rebecca just jumped right on it. Okay, you know, we need to, can't come into the building without using a wipe as you enter, or cannot leave your office without spraying it down. We can only have one person in an office at a time, blah, blah, blah. You know, we really, really, really practiced those social guidelines. And, you know, with the shelter, with people in our shelter from other areas than just the Sauk Valley area, you know, and the shelter clients, they have to wear masks. Anybody that comes in, you know, I mean, we are very proactive, and we will be wearing masks, I think, as a whole for quite a while yet. I think also that's why, I mean, I don't know if you've been around many, but I haven't encountered many people this year that have had like the colds or the common flu, or the common cold, because of, I think, wearing the mask. I think those types of germs have really been kept at bay, you know, hidden because of being so clean.
Yeah.
You know, we're washing our hands all the time.
And surfaces.
Yes, yes. Things that, you know, maybe not that obsessive, but, you know, it's helped, I think, in a roundabout way. I mean, I know COVID has taken many lives, and, you know, my heart breaks for everybody that has experienced that. But, you know, to try and pull, like, positive out of that, I think we've you know, refreshed ourselves on cleanliness and cleaning up after people and wiping things down.
Yeah, you're right. I encounter quite a few people, not like I used to, mm-hmm. but you're right, there's not a lot of sniffing and coughing going on.
You don't hear a lot, you always hear that, you know, and there's somewhat. Not that hacking at all.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
now,
thanks.
So, okay, once we think we got this under control, we should probably still keep, you know.
Absolutely we should, and moving forward, totally. I mean, I walk out of a store and I have my hand sanitizer, you know, mm-hmm. I still just have that ready.
You know, maybe this is the cure for the common cold? The
maybe.
Elusive cure?
Maybe. Maybe nobody will need sick days anymore. No, I'm teasing.
There's no snow days and no sick days.
I know. What the heck? I might as well just retire.
Wow.
Yeah, so I do want to give a huge shout out. The Sauk Valley area has been, like, amazing in donations. Oh, my gosh. We have had so many wonderful donations to our transitional housing program, to our career center, to our shelter. It's just really, really a great feeling to know that there are a lot of caring people out there. You know, we all have bad days, but you have to pull something good out of each day. And there's a lot of warm and fuzzy going on. And I totally, totally admire and thank each and every person that makes that effort to bring things down. It could be something as small as towels to something as big as a deep freezer. And, you know, it's just been, it's awesome. And you just don't realize the difference in the number of lives you are making across the Sauk Valley area with those little donations.
Well, we kind of have two things, maybe three things, multitasking the calendar. At the end of the month, beginning of the month is generally could be a moving time for some
mm-hmm.
people.
Yes.
And it's like, that's not going to fit. What are we going to do with
right.
that? It also, like I'm doing, I'm eyeballing the garage and a couple of other things. I got to clean this up. Don't just chuck something that might be able, but it has to be in fairly decent condition.
Yes, we don't want your things that don't work, okay?
Right.
This is how I look at it. If somebody is down on their luck and you're trying to empower them, you don't want to give them a rake where half the teeth are missing.
Right.
You know? Mm. You know, we want to empower them. We want to give them things that work, that they can utilize instead of, you know, like a lamp that really doesn't work or, you know, something along that line. We are empowering people, all ages, all genders. So yes, cleaning out your garage, great thought, because, you know, your little shovels or whatever, you know, I know sometimes, I have a guy that has a lot of shovels. You know what I mean? It's like, I guess, you know, you might look at shovels as I look at shoes or something, you know, where you have too many. But, you know, think about that. I never thought about that. That just is such a great idea when you're cleaning out your garage and you have a couple of extra rakes or shovels. Those can go to somebody in transitional housing.
Right.
You know, our transitional housing program, let me remind you, is victims, people that are down on their luck, people that can't leave an abuser because of not being able to actually get a place and being able to afford it. So we had applied for this tremendous, wonderful grant. We had really hard workers at the YW who put forth a lot of effort, and we received this grant during shelter in place, during that hard time during the pandemic. And it was amazing because then we could turn around and help people. And yes, they have to fill out applications. Yes, we have a waiting list because we're only allotted so many people and money at one time. But it's, you know, it's those little things, like I said, that just make a world of difference in somebody's life.
Yeah, because it's coming. The nicer the weather gets, the more the cleanup will.
Oh, and I really believe people are. I mean, I truly, just because of things that are coming in. And I did have somebody yesterday, thank you to whoever it was, they left a couple of bags of things at the door, and it was a donation for the shelter. And I think, like, they just were buzzed and just left it there, said what it was. And, you know, it's so nice, because please don't do that, especially, like, over the weekend when the weather's up and down and you don't know. But it is very nice to just, you know, have that, the community. And these donations can go to both Sterling and Dixon offices, and then we will get the items to where they're needed the most. Another thing that we have in Karen at the front desk, she just refilled stuff. Our lending library, you know, right now we do have some food out there. Granted, it's like canned or dried food. It's not like you're going to put something fresh out there.
Right.
And we have wonderful books. There's some personal hygiene items. That is right up by our front door. I always like to call it the veranda. But please come and help yourself. Or if you know somebody, or grab a book to deliver to somebody. But that lending library is out there for any and everybody. So please come and help yourself with that.
And of course, well, weekend already, and YWCA has certain hours, but that doesn't mean you can't get a hold of somebody.
Correct. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. But of course, we have our 24-hour hotlines, 815-626-7277, 815-288-1011. Somebody is on that hotline there for you, no matter what time of day or night it is. We also have the shelter 24 hours a day. You need something in the middle, you flee in the middle of the night, you ring that buzzer, somebody is there. And we have our Facebook page. And I've mentioned this countless times, many people reach out, even to ask about donations, even to ask about hours, whatever. Somebody answers that. We have many managers that do our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/YWSuckValley.
Yes.
Yeah, and go on there and see the great work that Nora did.
That's, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Our Facebook page, this past month, Black History Month, is ending. But I'll tell you what, our staff, I've learned a lot. But they really dedicated a lot of articles to Black History Month and a lot of book readings and just really neat things. And, scroll through it because there's always something very interesting on it. The girls are doing a great job.
Well, there we go. Hey, that's last one of February.
Yeah, it is.
Man, so we'll get together next month.
Yes, we will. And soon it's daylight savings time. There's all kinds of good things to look forward to.
That's like 2 weeks from Sunday.
2 weeks.
Coming up.
Yepers.
Yep. Well, hey, thank you so much for wrapping up the week and giving us some updated information. And look forward to getting this scheduled events solidified.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for all of your support.